What do you hope to achieve with your presidency?
Look, I would like in the long term to help our people to become a people that lives on the foundation, on the heritage of our spirit and our talent of modernity. That we shall be old spiritually as the Ten Commandments and new economically as the latest model of internet. And to do it, it's an educational process. And here in the office, the proportion between authority and freedom is in favor of freedom. And I think that being free is the best administration in life. And because, you know, administrations too are becoming old. They are becoming bureaucracies. They represent also a world that is disappearing. And modern economy is based on global companies that don't have armies, don't have police, don't have laws. They're based on goodwill, on inventions. So I don't see any contradiction. And since I'm afraid we shall always remain a small land and a small people, we have all the time to see how to reach the size which is necessary to exist, to defend ourselves, to offer a future to our children.
Do you hope to have another term as president?
No, maybe another next time I shall go and be a shepherd or a poet. why go back to the government?
I think you're already seen as both of those things.
Yes, I'm not orthodox about it. And I'm not particularly, you know, once I'm free of administration, I discover the great advantage of being free. And I feel free. Most of my life I was quite controversial. Now I'm tremendously popular. I don't know what is better. To be controversial and fight. And to be popular and becoming a little bit, you know.
It is unique that you have, you know, I mean, when you look at your standing, you know, 20 years ago versus now, it's so different, you know. I mean,
when was better?
Well, I think...
I think 20 years ago when I was fighting. What do I need popular? You know, I says, popularity is like perfume. Nice to smell, dangerous to drink. So don't drink it. Why are people against you? Because you're against the status quo. Why was I unpopular? I didn't commit any crime in my life. The only crime I committed was a little bit ahead of time. And if this is the reason for being controversial, maybe it's the reason is better than the result.
What do you look at as your greatest legacy in your,
career? I'm bored by it. My greatest legacy.
What pops into your head right away when I ask that?
Is what I'm going to do tomorrow. What I did yesterday, for me, it's boring. And I'm very careful not to tell about it to my children because they will be bored. And so why should I? My mind is set to see what will happen tomorrow.
You don't speak to your children about the things that you've done in your life or your grandchildren?
No, I learn from him what they are doing. Why should I bore them? They know more about the computers and the internet and I'm taking advantage.
They probably know Wikipedia.
My children are my parents because they teach me the future. Traditionally, I should have taught them. But I think it's a waste of time. Why should I? Why should I load their minds with what I may think are heroic stories? They have their own heroism, which is giving birth to new personalities, to a new age. So my time, they don't ask, I don't bother them. I imagine they know because they write about me so much negative that they cannot escape. But they know one thing, so I don't complain. Our children never complain. They know we have an honest life.
You're,
so whatever the writing, they are not care. They know the truth.
You're very unique in your generation, but also in Israel, as someone who's saying, listen to the younger people.
Yes.
And Wikipedia is something that was built by people basically under 30. And it's become perhaps the most influential media.
There are elder statements already.
I mean, it has its flaws, but, you know, those things continue.
Go earlier. Approach them.
One of the things that the younger generation Israel is now doing through the state is trying to market Israel as a new... They're trying to at least... They're trying to change the narrative in the American media. You very rarely ever hear about Israel outside of the Palestinian Lebanese conflicts.
So,
and they're trying to say, listen, we have so much more here in Israel. We need to solve this, but we also have other things on offer.
You know what is dying the fastest way? A daily newspaper. Tomorrow it's dead. Who remembers the newspaper of yesterday? I want to tell you, and that I have to go through actually. Israel is not only quite developed, say, technologically, but the revolutionary mind is also expressed in forms of life. No